October Surprise, Scaramucci says ex-officials will come out against Trump in mid-October. By Joel B. Polak on September 12, 2020. Anthony Scaramucci, the short-lived White House communications director turned Trump critic, hinted Friday at the possibility of an October surprise. Sometime by mid-October you'll see a deluge of ex-officials in the Trump administration speaking out about his lack of fitness to be president of the United States. Scaramucci said on the issue is, California's only statewide political program, presented by Los Angeles Fox affiliate KTTV. Full disclosure, the author was on the panel discussion when Scaramucci made his prediction. Host Helix Michelson asked the panelists, who also included Seema Mehta of the Los Angeles Times, to react to the Atlantic story from the week before that claimed President Donald Trump had disparaged soldiers who died in World War I. I believe those people, Scaramucci said, claiming that he believed other people would emerge to corroborate the Atlantic account. More than 20 people, including both current and former administration officials, as well as Trump critic John Bolton, have emerged publicly to deny the allegations in the Atlantic article. The panel also discussed the new focus on law and order in the presidential campaign, following unrest in many American cities, which has shifted voters away from Democratic nominee Joe Biden. A recent Princeton University study found that only about 1 in 10 of the thousands of Black Lives Matter protests had become violent. However, the violence occurred in 48 of the most populous 50 cities, and therefore had a nationwide impact on public opinion. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.